I'm not one of these preachers who preaches a lot of extra biblical material. Everything I preach is found in the Bible. So I'm not one of these guys who's going to give you some kind of a history lesson. I'm not going to get up here and tell you about the ancient origins of Halloween. Because you know what? I don't know if that's really true. You won't know if what I'm saying is true. But Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," referring to the Bible. And so I'm going to preach to you from the Bible the seven sins that are being committed by celebrating and practicing Halloween. Number one is idolatry. Look at the idolatry of Halloween. Look at the images of skeletons. Look at the life-size skeletons. Look at the dead bodies. Look at the witches and the mummies that are in people's front yards. Look at them and tell me that it's not idolatry. It's an image of something evil. It's an image of something satanic. And I'm going to tell you something. If I were to go down to the store right now and go to one of these exotic stores and bring home one of these tiki masks, and I've seen them on display in a Christian's home, you know, who knows what I'm talking about? Participates in human sacrifices, when that comes from a culture of evil and anti-Jesus Christ, you think I'm going to be... or an idol in my house? I think not. And you ought not either. And so, the sin of Halloween, number one, is idolatry. The sin of having images all over your front lawn, images all over hanging from the door, a skeleton, a jack-o'-lantern. What do you think that stuff represents? The Bible says it represents something. It represents a death. You don't like that? Let's move on to the second point. Number two. The glorification of death and darkness. That's the second sin of all. Number one is idolatry. Number two, it glorifies death, darkness, and evil. Proverbs 8:36 reads, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All day, watch this, all day that hate me love death." That's what God says. All they that hate me love death. What is the fascination with death about Halloween? It's all about
spooky, scary skeletons.
I get an amen. That is not what I meant.